Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right. So we started talking about the perfect man on Sunday, right? And for Sunday, Lord gave me a word. I heard that message from Kenneth Hagin. I've not finished diluting the message. Such a powerful sermon in him. So we're going to do that on Sunday. Or in Christ. Just write in Christ, rather. That's going to be for Sunday, not today. So last upper Sunday, what did we talk about? Can you remember? Huh? The secret place, okay? So what are the points we spoke about in the secret place that you can remember without checking your jotters? Because you were probably, you know, when God creates things, don't just think it's for eating and admiring. You know, God Almighty said in Romans 1, I can't remember where specifically, that if creation looks at everything he has done, human beings will look at everything he has done, then they can tell that he exists, and they will be without an excuse. Because from everything he has done, somewhere in Romans 1, I can't really put my hands on that verse, is that with everything he has done, no man has an excuse to say he doesn't exist. Are we together? In other words, you can look at everything God has done and see God in every wisdom that is portrayed in everything he has done. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So, alright. So, if you look at, for instance, the pig, you can learn something about God's wisdom in pigs. Hope you know that.
Yes, sir.
If you look at even goats, they call some people goats. But if you look at goats, you can learn something of God's wisdom in goats. Not their bad character of not hearing word. Okay, you know sometimes you prefer goat to even lambs. Or sheep. Are you not there? Have you ever seen where a sheep makes you very angry? Sheep. They stand on the road as if they created the road. You are telling them to move, they are just looking at you like this. Until the owner comes as they move, before they move. But goat, if he sees car, he will run away. Scared of dying. But that's not, it's not about the character. Now, you see that part of a goat that they said in science it has how many stomach chambers? Four. It has, can you mention them again? Intelligent science student. Don't shout. Everybody, if you know it, look at me, raise your hand and say it. Oh yeah. You say what? Huh? You say linguist? Okay. I pointed him, he said I should look at linguist. Linguist, which one? Eh? Lumen. Roman. Okay. The largest stomach. What of you? Eh? Eh? Stand up now. Turn to the church and say it. You say Omason. Is there any stomach like that? Ocha, you try. Oh, yeah, sit down. Any other person? Abdomen. Abomaso. Okay. Three. What? Choir. This life is, this world is ending. For choir to know this thing like this. Four stomach chambers. Should I ask them another one? They say no. Okay. Let me not stop the glory. It's like you people are reading book now in Riaza. Now they have four stomach what? Chambers.
Yes,
isn't it?
Yes,
and there's this saying, you know, should I say this algorithm or this saying or this culture with goat, they call it in sciences chewing the what? So in the night when they are done eating everything they want to eat, you still see their mouth moving when people are sleeping. What are they doing at that point? they just receive everything inside. Now they are removing the one they need, so that it begins to work. That first one is just chopping. I don't know how to call it. The second one is the chewing of the cord. Like they want to chew it well. Maybe the first one was just swallowing. They just carry everything and put. Now they want to get into rework of chewing. Their eating is not just the one they do in the afternoon where they are eating anyhow. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It ends, or it's defined more in the night when they are chewing the cord. Now calm down. What I'm trying to say is that this is how God is trying to teach us something. That what makes you an effective Christian is not what you hear in church alone. Are you here, everybody?
Yes, sir.
When you are done from here and you go back home, there's something that's supposed to happen called meditation. We can relate that to what goats do in the night. Chewing what? The cord. Are you guys here?
Yes, sir.
That's what really brings the glory in your life. Causes you to release the glory of God. And so the Bible will say in the book of Psalms 1, for instance, we're going to read all of us in the TPT's rendition. Reduce the volume. In the TPT Psalms 1, can we read together? One to go. What the life comes. You are not reading. Everyone read. One to go. All right, now let's see in the NKJV, just something briefly. All right, go back to the TPT. I wanted to compare something. Now, read the next part of scripture. Their pleasure. Meditating day and night. All right, you see that? In the NKJV, it says, blessed is the man. In the TPT, it says, what delight. All right? Go back to verse 1. In the TPT. It said, what delight comes to those who follow God's way? He said, they won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Now, give me this in the TPT. Let me just join something together. It says, in the NKJV, sorry. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Firstly, he's not walking in the counsel, in the wisdom of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners. They wouldn't even see him there. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
nor sit in the seat of the scornful mockers. People who always talk against everything that is nice. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
is it but that we are defining the person that is blessed? Next part of scripture in the same NKJV. Say, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You see that? So if your delight is in the law of the Lord, and that you are meditating upon it day and night, then you are blessed. And that's the very reason why you will not walk in the path of the scornful, nor sit with sinners. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Sorry, it's a path of sinners. Then it says sit with the scornful. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
go back to verse 1. Let me see something before I conclude. There's something I want to say. You see, there's something I just saw here. The Lord did not even say sit with sinners. He said sit in the seat of the scornful. Meaning scornful people are more useless than sinners. And I believe that too. Mockers, those people that always mock, they are all sinners in different categories. But if you always sit with people that mock other people, never see good, you are in a very deep darkness. The Bible says don't often sit around them. Now for sinners, he said, don't walk in their path. We don't hate sinners, but we'll not walk in their path. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
But the scornful are those that have accepted failure for a way of life. They've accepted darkness for a way of life. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
next part of scripture. But the focal point is that such a man is the one that delights in the law of the Lord, because in the law of the Lord does he meditate day and night. And that's a focal point, chewing the cord, like we said, with goat, right? He's meditating. When he's done here, he goes back to meditate upon everything he has heard. That's when he begins to drink wisdom, see wisdom. You know, the Bible said counsel and might. One of the dimension of the Holy Spirit as prophesied in the book of Isaiah. He said the Spirit of Lord will come upon me. Mentioned a few parameters of that Spirit. Then at a point he said the Spirit of what? Counsel. And the Spirit of what? Might. So I remember years ago, a man of God was teaching us. He said, you see, there is no might until you have received the Spirit of counsel. The Spirit of counsel comes so gentle. I mean, you are learning God's wisdom. But you see, if you are done learning that wisdom, you come out strong. So it's called the Spirit of counsel, soft, then the Spirit of might. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? So it is counsel that begot what? Might. Big things. So you are meditating. It seems like a small thing. You are just staying with the word and talking softly. Talking softly. But when you come outside, you are acting like a giant. Are you listening to me? Like David, he sits with the word of God. He said, I have understanding more than my elders because the word of God is my meditation. And so you hear him saying terrible things. Big. When I say terrible things, I don't mean dirty things. I mean terrible things in righteousness. Weighty words. For his age, look at the kind of confession he was making. Now the popular one, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. A young boy that is less than 15. Look at his confession. The Lord is my shepherd. At that age, you are rearing sheep in the bush. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, there is nothing I shall want. Then he goes ahead to say, he makes me lie down in green pasture. You know where he got that from? When he was taking care of the sheep. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. Now, instead of complaining when doing the little assignment, he was seeing God's wisdom in the little assignment. Are you catching something here? When he goes beside the sea waters to feed the sheep with water, instead of complaining that, he was doing it with the whole of his heart, and God's wisdom was being clear to him. He leads me beside the sea water. Then he said, he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of what? For his namesake. Goes ahead and said, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? That's when he started killing lions, killing bears. He told the king, I killed lions and bears with my bare hand. I can kill Goliath. He said, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Oh dear Jesus, you are not here. Karagadish karash karash maku karika. For thou art with me. I wonder why demons kill Christians. I tell you the truth, if you get in the realm of the spirit in heaven where God is, you know, I mean, white throne judgment whatsoever, you stand before God and it was split that a demon killed you, you'll be tagged a sick saint. They will tag you a sick saint even in the heavens. They'll laugh at you. I mean, holy laughter. You know, it's a joke that a wizard killed you. Wizard. I'm talking about somebody in the Old Testament. David. You will cause me to walk in righteousness for your name's sake. Hear the kind of confession. Why? He was meditating on the word of God. The rest will just go to the temple and bow their head. No, he will take the law. He'll be reading. He restores my soul. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Instead of complaining that he cannot get the sheep, he cannot take the sheep because of certain forests. He did not complain to his father. He kept on saying, God, I want to do this with the whole of my heart. And wisdom started coming. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me. Then it goes further to say these wonderful words. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Powerful. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Scepter of authority is my comfort. For us in the New Testament, what is our scepter of authority? The name of Jesus. Are you listening to me? There's a songwriter in Hausa that said, Sunenge sugadunani. The name of Jesus is my God, my safeguard. Sunenge sutemokona. The name of Jesus is my help. Sunenge sunasaranani. Sunenge sumeserki. It's powerful. It said, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Meaning, I may not have the solution yet, but I have the name of Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Face, you know, when you are faced with Goliath, you don't shrink. You go with boldness.
Yes, sir.
Look at how David was small. But when he stood before Goliath, he said, "Oh, ye uncircumcised." That was what killed Goliath. Like my friend would say, the first words killed Goliath in the realm of the spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In the book of Numbers, he said, "I will do what I hear my people say and what they think." When David said, "You uncircumcised Philistine," in the realm of the spirit, it was recorded. Because truly, he was an uncircumcised. But we're waiting for somebody that would declare it. Because God has destined we men, human beings. He said, whatever sin we sustain. How did they say it in Bible words now? Retain is retained. Whatever we what? Forgive is forgiven. Whatever we say. See, all authority has been given to us in heaven and the earth in the strength of Jesus. So go and make disciples. A name was given him above all names, and in the name of Jesus every knee bows and every tongue confesses that he is Lord. Whatever name Adam gave them was their name. Are you seeing something now? He was waiting for us. Of course, he was waiting for David. A whole nation were running away. A young boy came and brought the covenant in display. The king ran away. You know, sometimes you are wondering. Look, all of them were for God. They were God's people. Listen to what he said. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Everybody, Israelite, were running away, including the king. Are you hearing me? But a young boy with revelation went further. He went further. Because after he's done from the temple, he'll go and sit with the word to chew the cord. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? To meditate. Counsel, then might. As he receives the counsel of the Lord, he comes out strong. He said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." No wonder he said, "Take a cutlass." Take matter. He was waiting to pick something in the spirit. If you read the story of David and Goliath, you'll be wondering, is David sick? His brothers came at some point and offered him matchet. Oh yeah, he was still moving. So what do you want to use? He said, don't worry. He wanted to pick something in the spirit. He didn't want it to look like he was. He said, "I'm going to him in the name of the Lord. I want God to tell me what to pick." And of course, God wanted to disgrace Goliath. He said, "Pick 5 stones. Just pick stones." Imagine you want to kill a man like that. You are picking small stones. Not blocks, stones. So that at the end of it, it will be proven that God did it, not any man. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You truly understand what I'm trying to say? That with whatever you have right now, you are still going to have that oil well. So that at the end of it, it will be said that you got that oil well, but you had the vision with just 15K in your bank account. The problem is that can you create a vision with 15K? Forget the 15K. Let it not stop your vision. Create the vision.
Yes, sir.
So that at the end, you can't make a mistake to say, "Somebody help me." You only say, "God help me." What was David holding? Nothing. He still said, I'm going to kill him. I come in the name of the Lord. Because there's provision there. There's provision in that name. The problem is how you are seeing the provision. There's a statement Jesus made in scripture that blows my mind. He said, "I don't give you peace the way the world gives peace." So the way God gives us provision is not the way the world are looking for provision. They are looking for the substance. He has given us the real substance, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus can give birth to anything. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? The name of Jesus can provide anything, can create anything. Do you understand me? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It can give birth to anything. So you always walk with your chest out, with boldness, backed up by a revelation on your inside. I'm not talking about pride. The reason why you look strong is because of what you carry on your inside. A whole nation was in despair, running away from one giant. He was threatening them for days. Are you aware of it? For days, he will come to the mountains and threaten the whole Israelite. The king will rush back. Everybody will run. If he comes to a path, they run to one village. Till they got to the last village, they couldn't leave. They said, "This is the last point. If we back out,
In fact, the reason they were there, they were just wondering, they should just die. They were just waiting to die for their land. At least, let's not die outside. Let's die in the land. And a young man came back. A young man called David came back from assignment in the bush. The small cell he was doing. I said, no. I can take Abuja. So why can you take Abuja? I said, it is the person that took care of that cell that can take Abuja. Do you understand? You have the name, but you couldn't take care of the cell. We gave the girl cell. Now it's over 300 people in the cell. And you just have stature. You think you can take over Abuja. There's something she knows you don't know. God likes responsible people. I'm going to take over the nations. Can you even start the cell? Why did you not start the cell? I don't have venue. Why did you not start the cell? I was sick. Why did you not start the cell? Nobody came. Why did you not start? And he that is faithful in little will be faithful in plenty. You cannot finish cell. You want to start oil well. How do you do the oil well? Do you know the kind of people that will come against you when you start oil wells? The lions and the bears that will come. But you see, as you are taking care of the cell and dealing with those demons in some members, you are learning something. You think it's not powerful until you start that oil well dream. He that is faithful in little is faithful in plenty. He is faithful already. That's why David killed Goliath. He took care of his father's assignment. And that was where he killed bears and lions. He told Saul, he said, I've killed bears and lions. I will kill Goliath. My goodness. And the man said, you can go. Why going? He was advised. Many people advised him, you cannot do this thing. You cannot do this. He went. And of course, it's not because they hated David. They so much love him. His two brothers. Say, at least go back to your father so that at least one of us will remain. Go back to daddy. He said, no, I'm going. I'm going. And he went. There were doubts. I'm telling you, there were a fair level of doubt in the heart of David. But he kept on speaking the word of the Lord. Read the Psalms. Why? Before he killed Goliath, go and check them out. He kept on speaking the word of the Lord. The first words to Goliath, O ye uncircumcised Philistine, that stand before the army of the Lord. He joined his head with God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, you're an uncircumcised man standing before God's army. God's army were running away. They were running away. I'm sure if you say, God army, come down, let's show you something. They'll say, we are God's army, but we haven't helped those that help themselves. Do you understand all those quotes? That's not in the Bible. Heaven help those that help themselves. Have you heard that thing before? Imagine it was a Nigerian that was there. Like 10 Nigerians. Even after they will kill Goliath, we'll be wondering whether Goliath have really died. It's like na style. Iwamo could call me and kill all of us. Carry blanket for a head. More dishes say that. But the story says immediately David killed Goliath, all of them came down. King Mark carries a small boy. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Pastor, come to the front. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, my people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. All of a sudden, Goliath truly died. He died. But hear the words of David. Oh, ye what? Uncircumcised Philistine. It doesn't matter what Goliath calls himself. He is what? An uncircumcised Philistine. Doesn't matter what you are calling yourself. Who are you? Uncircumcised Philistine. Standing before the army of the Lord. He said, thy rod and thy staff, the word, they comfort me. Like I told you, how can a wizard kill you? This is not a serious matter. How can a wizard kill you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not something to cry about. You see, oh, wizard. Why will a wizard touch you? Think about, check you out. Seated together with Christ. With all the powers you have. Then because you see somebody tied red bandana, you think they are powerful? One is hitting his rewind. You think they are powerful? Or because their names sound tougher than Bible names. Amadioha, Shango. You know they are tough name. Then Jesus' own is Jesus. Waya Saba. Oleku. Azor spirit. Stressful. You know, I saw a man online saying they should not be talking against Oleku. It's their culture. He was standing to defend a demon. It's funny. You are defending a demon. That's what is giving life to that demon. And I said something. The demon is not even a fair demon. How can a demon be fair in the first place? It's not fair to women. Only fair to men. Probably is a male demon. Men supporting men. Are you listening to me? All other works. We used to sing these songs. So I don't know why we. You know, sometimes when you look at Christians, their song and their behavior does not tally. You hear all other gods, they are the works of men. Yet if all other gods are daring you, the kind of prayer you have against all other gods. You see somebody carry a list of prayer. Prayer against the spirit by day, the spirit by night. Prayer against altars from my father's side, altars from my mother's side. Prayer against arrows that fly by day. Prayer against. So in the morning you see him 3 hours. You think he's praying. He's not praying. He's in prayer against. That's why we have a lot of Christians who are not matured, but they are praying long prayers. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Have you watched some of this comedy that somebody will come trying to prank a Christian? He will do something strange. And you see the Christian say, Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! He say, it's a prank. He say, get out. But you see the fear. I don't know if you have seen these pranks on Facebook before. Do carry, there's one they did, the guy was walking and carried one red thing and hit his friend. They planned it, the friend now fell and died. Then the lady held Bible, she was coming from church. He now went to her, she said, ah! Before she said the name of Jesus, she said, ah! I bind you! He was now doing like this very funny guy. He was now doing, oh! Like the binding was working. He said, I bind you! Oh! I bind you! He said, stop it! It's touching me! I couldn't stop laughing. Then when he went to her, she ran away. Holy Ghost! You truly think if you are conscious of who you are, a demon can come around you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Come around you? It's not possible. The Bible says we war in the spirit. We are not supposed to be warring against Satan. We don't war against Satan. It's called a good fight. It's not a fight over Satan. It's called a good fight of faith. To lay hold of the things God has given to us in Christ Jesus. Not fighting the devil. We have no business with Satan. You know, the Bible says something in the book of Revelation. It said, finally, on the day, at the end of the age, it said, when we look at Satan, it will be said that, is it this thing? They don't even call it a being. He said, is it this thing that terrorized the whole world? You'll be so marveled at the thing. Thing. He makes himself look so ambiguous. He's not ambiguous. You know why many Christians, some of them suffer from Satan? Firstly, Satan is controlling their Christianity. You know, I asked one of my friends, I said, if they remove Satan from the equation, will you have a message to preach? Many years ago. I said, do you know that before Satan came into being and existence as Satan, you know, he was Lucifer. Before he became Satan, do you know there was gospel before Satan? I said, Adam was in Eden. God did not preach Satan to him. It just said, eat from the tree of life. And not from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He didn't tell him, that there was Satan. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The tree of life represented Jesus. In other words, you can talk about Jesus without talking about Satan. I don't know that you people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. So there was a tree of life to eat from, and there's another tree called the tree of knowledge of what? Good and evil. The tree of life represented Christ. So we can talk Christ so much without emphasizing Satan. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So I said, imagine Satan is removed from what you preach. Will you have a message? He said, Pastor, how then do you want me to talk when I want to talk about Satan? I said, he's a specimen. We talked about Satan in terms of specimen. For instance, we call him specimen D. And when you are talking about a specimen, you are not very serious. We don't make it sound like he's strong. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because it's just a mere specimen. You will see ladies playing with specimen in the lab. Have you seen ladies playing with specimen before? Imagine that specimen comes alive and starts moving. All the ladies will scatter in that place. But the reason they could play with that specimen was because it's just a mere specimen. They know it's dead. Imagine you are touching Sarah. You are playing with a rat. You are opening the stomach and looking at the large and small intestine. And immediately just wake up. Hi, Sarah. They'll all run away. But as long as it's a specimen, they are not scared. We talk about Satan in the light of what a specimen. He cannot do nothing. All death where is thy stink. In righteousness thou art established. Not with the consciousness of Satan. In righteousness thou art far away from what? Far in righteousness. No harm in righteousness. He said that ye are complete in Christ, not lacking anything. I'm complete in Christ. Not with any bit of consciousness of the devil. Are you listening to me? David was only conscious of God's ability. He didn't ponder on Satan's, on Goliath's strength. He was pondering on God's righteousness, God's strength alone. I mean, it was David that said, the Lord is my strength. Ooh, what a confession. He said, God Almighty is my ability. My ability, I mean, when we say power now, what is power? The ability to do work. God is my strength, is my power. God is what I use to do anything I want to do in this world. I mean, Paul explained more in the New Testament. He said, I can do all things. Through what? Christ that strengthens me. All things. All things. Many years ago, I learned from Pastor Chris, doing all things, we do it with words. We can do all things, especially with our words. In the name of Jesus, be. It happens. Even though we have not seen the manifestation yet, we keep on speaking. Do not be weary in well-doing. Well-doing could be confession of faith. Keep speaking. Because for sure, there must certainly be a manifestation at the end. If we don't give in to the devil, keep on speaking. Don't stop speaking. It's that if we don't give in to Satan, we'll certainly see a manifestation. Be not weary in well-doing. What is Satan's job when you are confessing God's word every day? He wants you to be weary. He wants you to feel tired. You create situations and circumstances around you so that you feel, you think, it's enough, I'm giving up. As long as you say those things, it's over. You don't stop speaking, you keep on speaking. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? You keep on speaking God's word. Never stop speaking God's word. When you sense any doubt in your heart, because Satan will try to initiate wrong thoughts in your mind, he will create wrong pictures. You are writing an exam, you now see a picture of you having D. He will create it. When you are done with the exam, a picture of you carrying over will now come. He will create it. You've not carried over yet, though. He will now be giving you reasons why you will carry over. Did you answer that number? Then you're already telling people, I'm preparing for next semester. You see, he has created all the wrong pictures. Your mother is on a sick bed. He's creating pictures of burial. You start asking yourself stupid questions. What if mommy dies? How many of you were walking one day and car just passed and Satan just said, for instance, I want to show you Satan. I said, what if this trailer just hits me now? What will happen? How many of you have been there before? You are in a keke going home and you just have one picture. What if we just fall and this keke tumble? You are up a mountain, you're like, what if I just jump up and fall to the ground? That's the same thing Satan told Jesus. Remember, he said, jump up, angels will catch you. He's a devil. He'll be creating wrong pictures. The weapons of our warfare are not what? But a mighty true God to pulling down what? 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. He said, bringing to no effect every thought and imagination that seems to what? Raise itself. They will try to raise themselves above the knowledge of Christ already in your heart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He'll create wrong pictures. But one thing you got to understand is that faith is also a shield. The Bible just talks about the shield of faith. The word of God can be used to fight the sword of the spirit. Faith can be used as a shield. In fact, when Paul was describing faith in all of that armor of salvation, he called faith a shield. In other words, when Satan speaks his own, you speak your own. He said, mommy will die. The picture is created. He doesn't need to speak English. As long as you are imagining mommy is dead, he's talking. Why will you say she will not die? She will live to declare the works of the Lord. They just see you talking to yourself. There's a war in your mind. You can't get that property. Ah, I'm getting it. And I'm getting the other one. And I'm getting the other one. In the name of Jesus. As you are speaking words, you are sending angels on assignment. With no fear. You understand all your resources in the heavenlies. You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable multitude of angels. Do you believe that? Now, which demon has the guts to come close to you? Innumerable multitude of angels. Then you are describing. Some of you would like to describe how terrible where you are coming from is. In our place, our demons. And if you give somebody money without really checking, I mean, they're going to use it against you. You give somebody money, they use it against you. Just say you are greedy, brother. There is no way you can give somebody something and they use it against you. You know who you are. You see beggars, you say all these beggars, they use them all. If you give them, they will carry your destiny. My destiny? Christ in me, the hope of glory. You will carry Christ when I give him 20 naira or 2,000 or 200. If you have mine, go and use it now. Be conscious. The Bible says aprons and handkerchief from Paul. Heal the sick. Cast out demons. If aprons can check out demons from people, why do I need to ask the demon, where are you coming from? Who sent you? Aprons did not even do drama. As aprons from Paul met the demon, boom, eject out. Are you listening to me? No drama. Who are you? I'm amazing wine. I'm Baphomet. Where were you before now? In the body of Beyonce. I can never forget that day. I was watching it in the night in the house. I was not married that time. I put my hand on the head. They say, where are you from? Baphomet. Where are you coming from? From the body of Beyonce. I say, hey. Hey. I started laughing. I mean, there are all those stupid dramas out there. I mean, we're very serious. It's all fake. Aprons and handkerchief. You know, people like drama. As those things are happening, people are like, they like those kind of things. And that's why they're always creating that drama for them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Where are you coming from? I'm coming from it. What are you doing here? Blah, blah, blah. All those rubbish. You expect Satan to tell you the truth. Now when they are done, they believe Satan, the father of all lies. Lies started with him. Aprons and handkerchief. Then you give somebody 2,000, 1,000. You say they will use it against you. Sometimes when you hear the culture, just useless the culture. I was talking to one of my uncles. I said, don't give anybody money. When you go to the village for granddad's birthday, don't give anybody money. I said, why? He said, because when you give them, when you want to do transfer. I said, what is the difference between transfer and giving cash? He said, you will not understand. You will not understand. You are still a young boy. If you give cash, there's one serve until they can't describe the name of. I saw how serious he believed it. You know why he was so serious believing that? He doesn't know the word of God. With what I know, I should believe that if I give somebody money, they'll use it against me. If I take the seriousness you have, that's how I want to seriously explain to you the power of God in us. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That means if I give you money, the tap cannot work. It will cast the demon from the tap away, if there's anything like that. It's cleansing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. No consciousness of darkness. God is a light so shining. In Him there is no what? No trace. No trace. You know why I'm talking faith this evening? Because you see, God has done so much for us in Christ Jesus. But how to receive is faith. Faith is the victory that's overcome the world. Faith! You know the Bible says we are born of God and have overcome the world because the greater one lives in us. Yes. But you see, if you don't have faith, if you don't believe that part of the Bible and speak it, you will not see a manifestation. So we believe and speak. Believing tells we are righteous. Confession makes sure what God has done on the cross is working in our life. Where the heart one believes unto righteousness. So that with his tongue, confession is made unto salvation. So we believe in our heart and we speak with our mouth. Believing and speaking is spiritual. Are you listening to me? That's why Satan likes to paint wrong pictures in your heart. So that when you believe it, you will speak it. But we refuse. No consciousness of Satan. As a young minister, be very careful the way you are going. You may make a lady pregnant. That should not put fear in your heart. You know, I got that a lot when I was growing up. Anybody that sees me in my hair and everything will just go, "Hey, come. Are you a pastor?" Yes. Women. 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 The other day we were passing land. In fact, some of them don't know I'm married. They still do that. I know it's not their fault because some people say when you are married, they still check you out. You know, so women. And we're going out. We met one of the security men. As I gave him just a token, a gift, he now called me. He said, "Come, I see." You know, he has never seen in my life. Learn to give to people. When you give to people, they get to see. Do you understand? It's spiritual. I was with Pastor K. So he said, "I see something." I didn't know he's a prophet. He said, "The way you are, watch out for women. Women." I said, "Here we go again, Pastor K." Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, many years ago, now I'm not discarding their words because I know I'm likable. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I understand where they're coming from. I understand where they're coming from. And I'm just joking. I'm not being proud. Hallelujah to Jesus. When we were going one time on campus while I was preaching, somebody came to me and said, he was not in the front. One old guy in political science. They were like those days when we're in BSU, political science people are always the most mature. They are tall, tall, huge, they have beards. You don't even know that they are students. You think they are invigilators when they enter exam hall. They're always like that. I don't know if they have changed these days, but if are they younger people now? I mean, they are still like that. They're still like that, but I don't know. Now they just sat in the front. When I was done preaching around this biology department, one of the classes there, he now said, "This one." Before next year, he will stop. He said, "When all those guests, BSU guests, finish him, he will stop like the other ones of before." They were now mentioning names to themselves and laughing. So I went out in a little bit of shame because some people had gone ahead of us and misbehaved. So I went to one of my friends and I asked her. I said, she's in 400 level at that time. She's a pastor. I said, they said something to me while I was preaching today. She said, "Well," as I said it, she said, "Pastor, it's because of what has been happening." You know, she now mentioned a few names too that misbehaved. I said, just like that. She said, "They were on fire, really on fire." There was one self she described the situation. Said, "But before you know, he ran away from 300 level because he couldn't help hold the shame." I said, "Now wow." So I went into my closet. I said, "I prayed in the Holy Ghost." Now there was a little fear. I was like, "What the heck is happening in this school?" And of course, I'd heard rumor of BSU before I came to BSU. You know, some of you heard the rumor, isn't it?
You didn't hear? I heard one rumor one time that if you are working in BSU, before I came, they say if you are working in BSU, don't talk to any lady in the night, oh, that you see them with shiny, shiny clothes. Those days. And when I came, truly, I saw ladies in the front of the gate with shiny clothes. They now told me they are mommy water. All those fairy tales. So coupled with the story I had heard, I was now praying and telling the Lord, this person, I was telling the Lord, they said this one fall. They said this one that started that fall. God, is this how people fall in this school? I mean, I'm just starting. I'm in remedias. Will I fall? I was asking God, will I fall too? So after serving you all this while, serious with you from Kaduna, I did not do bad things. I'll just come and fall here. Ah, wow. So I was praying. I thought I was praying, but I was complaining till I slept off. When I slept off, I saw plenty demons. Plenty demons. My eyes were open. Plenty demons. I could not see the end of the demons. And all of them, their face were scary. They were like looking like they are angry. So I opened my eyes around 4 a.m., around 5 a.m. like that. I refused sleeping because what I saw, I couldn't close my eyes again. So with tears flowing from my eyes, I started praying. I was just praying, looking at my eyes was open because I didn't want to close my eye again. What I saw was so scary. So I came to the center of the room. I sat on the ground. I wanted to be looking at every part of the house. As I was praying, suddenly scripture started rising from my heart. One of the scriptures the Lord used to console me. He said, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, in an innumerable. So I don't check the Bible, the number of angels that left heaven compared to the number of angels available in heaven. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I said, no, my angels should be plenty. But that's not the point. The fear of falling was still in my heart. And so God opened my heart prophetically to Matthew 16:16-17, where Jesus asked the question, who do they say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christus, the Son of the living God. Now, without explaining so much deeper, he said, upon this revelation, I will build my church. He said, and when I build the church on this revelation, he said, the gates of hell will not prevail. That struck my heart. I said, why? Because we prayed so much yet? Mm-mm. Because we fasted so much yet? Uh-uh. He said, I will build my church on Christ. And he said, the gate of hell will not what? Prevail against the church. I said, wow. That means what is more important than our prayer and fasting yet? Not entirely. Yet is revelation. The revelation of Jesus as the Christ. I said, beautiful. I started opening my Bible to make sure I'm strengthening the revelation of the word. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you listening to me? I said, the Bible says, if we are built on Christ... Many of you will remember, some of you that were with me when we started the ministry, this was my message every Saturday that time. If you are built on Christ, the gate of hell has no probability of getting you down. In other words, just be conscious of Christ. Know Christ and be conscious of Him. And be completely lost in Christ. So that you are unconscious of Satan and his ability. From that time, I was sinking in the waters of the Christos. I was sinking in Christ. The understanding of Christ, it came to this level. It came to this level. It took over my whole being. I lost consciousness of Satan. And sometimes when I speak about Satan like a non-entity, some Christians are angry. You know why they're angry? They are still fighting the devil. They're in the same plane with the devil. And as long as you are thinking Satan has a chance to get you down, he will get you stuck in one or two bad habits. He has a chance to even get you down from the earth entirely. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because the Bible says God is a light so shining. In him there's no what? Trace. No trace of darkness. You know, you see, it's not like there's no devil. We understand with some of these people. There's certainly Satan. Are you listening to me? But you see, in God's record, Satan is not alive. In God's database, Satan is dead. Satan is a non-living thing in the heart of the Father. God sees Satan as dead, as a dead being. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? When he went into Satan's realm of death that he created, he took the authority over death. He gave it to you. He gave it to me. Satan has no realm that he rules as boss anymore. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? There is no realm where he rules as boss. Because Jesus said all authority. He did not say all holy authority. All kingdom of righteousness authority. He said all authority. The root word for authority there is basileia. It means kingdom. All kingdoms have been given unto me. He's in charge of every rule. Any kingdom. Are you listening to me? In the heavens, forget who is standing there claiming they're in charge. Wait till you arrive there. You know he's in charge. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Why in charge? Even if you're not in Okpoga, you rule over the demons there. You're the one in charge. Now, because I'm in Lagos, does not mean, for instance, if I was a VC of BSU, if I'm in Lagos, it doesn't change my position on anything. I can tell anything from Lagos, it will happen. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. The real throne for me is my authority. That my office. And my office is not just a physical office in BSU. I may go there to sit once in a while, but from my house, I make decisions. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So we're in charge. He gave us all the authority. He didn't need it. He had all the authority before he came to the world. Yes. Remember, I said, Father, give me the same authority I had with you before the world was. And when he resurrected, the Bible says he was given that same authority. All authority above every other name. A name above any other name. That at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confess. Are you in the name? In the name we live, breathe, have our being. As long as we live in that name, knees are bowing, tongues are confessing. Whether we know it or don't know it, I have a consciousness that Satan have tried many times in the day, but couldn't come nigh. You know, sometimes when I drive, I imagine bullets falling. You know, that's how the pictures come to me. I just imagine arrows and bullets just falling far distance from my car. Why? Because there are angels everywhere. You got to imagine it. He said, they may gather in one way, but scatter in so many ways. He said, Satan by shall no means touch you. Any means he will use, he can't get you. 5 ways of avoiding women. Mm-mm. Just know Christ. He's the only way. Just know Christ. 5 ways to break addiction. Mm-mm. Know Christ. The Bible did not say there are ways. He said Jesus is the way. The truth. He said in him you are what? You are complete in Christ. That's Colossians 2. Then he said in him you are established in righteousness. In Christ Jesus. He said in him you are far away from every bit of darkness in him. You just know him and forget about Satan. I mean, you get so much into him, you lose consciousness. You just lost the consciousness of darkness. If you think you might fall, you might fall. What God has done for you is not for you to stand up one day and say, I might follow. You might not follow. Sorry, you will not follow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, there's a way they just bring all these quote scriptures religiously. Let him that thinks he stands take it, else he falls. You think it's good advice, then you now be trying to take it. What is your taking it now? You are having sin consciousness. I don't want to fall. Let me take it. The Bible says God himself. It is now. I did that before. I said it is the one that is thinking, that is standing, that will fall, not the one that God is making stand. I don't have a consciousness that I'm making myself stand. The Bible says in the book of James, God is able to keep me from falling. That's my consciousness. He's able to keep me from falling. Paul said, I can do all things. He had not checked all the list of things. He said, all I will do.
They say, Paul, wait and see the list. Say, forget about the list. I can do. There's something I just discovered. That power is immeasurable. Amplified rendition of Ephesians 1:19. That power is unlimited. The power surpasses greatness. And that power is in you. It's in you. And so that you will begin to know what the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of His in us who believe. Think about it. The power in you is immeasurable. You can't measure it. No ruler, no tape in this world can measure your power. You know, many years ago, my spiritual father said, I like cartoons. I say, hey, in my heart, I say, oh, Papa. But I couldn't say it out. Anytime they are playing cartoon, you say, leave it. Tom and Jerry especially. Why would an old man like this like Tom and Jerry? Someone is a Simon. Oh, I know you are wondering why I like cartoon. I say, exactly. Exactly. I can't sit down and watch cartoon. All these things are fake. You say, yeah, actually. But I like it because it is showing me that there is no limit to anything in this world. You say, why will Tom's head cut off and the next time Tom is still walking and starting another scene? He said, they will carry something and choke Tom. You see, the head will go that way and bust. The next thing, Tom again is running. Jerry is fooling. You see, that's why I love cartoons. I started laughing. God's power is what? Immeasurable. You can't measure it. It can do anything. Unlimited. There's an eternal supply of the power. And the power surpasses greatness. Being great is just a child. That's one of the things. You are beyond greatness. What you have is no victory. He said you are more than a conqueror. Before we won Satan, we were not his mate. Winning him does not make us more special. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because we are seated far above him. Winning him is not a big deal. Stop sin and keep the change. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not a big deal. You see some people arguing. I've never slept with a woman on the pulpit. Keep the change. That's supposed to be a normal thing. I've never done this. I've never done that. Why is he a key to tell us? Keep the change. It's supposed to be a normal thing. Why are you supposed to sleep with somebody that's not your wife before? It's abnormal. And let me teach you something. Don't think that. You see, sometimes you see people talk like that. They don't say, have I not been tempted? Have I not seen plenty girls that are nearly 4'4"? See, a lot of times when you hear things like that, some of you, as you are going now, you start saying, temptation will come. Oh, temptation will come in that direction. Listen, the Bible said it is because of where your consciousness is, your eyes is. That is why heat will come and you'll be conscious of it. He said, but if your eyes are on God Almighty, he said, you will be planted by the riverside, and when heat comes, you will not notice it. You will not be conscious of the heat because your gaze are on Jesus. If you make up your mind that is one wife, I learned that very early. When I was reading the Bible, I saw Adam and Eve. I see Deborah. I said, good. I said, God, so of all the women in this world, is one that you have for me and one you have for her. He said, yes. I said, fine, deal. That simply means there is grace for only one woman. Yeah? He said, yes. I said, wow. Wow. So that means there's a special power you give us to focus on our wife. I said, yes. I said, oh, no big deal then. That simply means the day I got married, all my love is for one woman. It can't be shared. Mate, this is how I think. Or you can think the way you want to think. I have grace for one woman alone. No matter how you do, I'll never like you. What I use, Abido Shika, Abi whatever, I will not like you. Because I'm destined to only like one woman. It doesn't matter what you do. You are not supposed to be liked by me. Maybe a new person who has not married yet. So stop saying, you see, it's not, because when you hear those things, it will be validating your temptation. You are married, you are seeing some girls you are liking. You say, after all, I heard the apostle said that. Ah, me too, I've been tempted, or I've seen. So, ah, Pastor, praise God, me, I'm seeing, oh. I'm not even as anointed as that apostle. Will I fall?
You have grace for one man alone and one woman alone. Simple. You know, maybe you get married, you can be singing like this. Oh, other girls, they are the work of man. You are the only wife. There is none like you. And have that consciousness that you are not supposed to like any other person. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. I live above sin. They say, get it, let's drink from Jacob's well. It's called spiritual well. He saw somebody by the pool of Bethesda. He wants to get inside and be healed. He said, you don't need to get inside. They said, but an angel said, he said, it doesn't matter. Stand up, walk home. Went home. Spoke against, was against all the things they stood for. They hated him. They hated him. That's what is happening today in our church. In our days. When we speak the truth, I tell you, you think this generation is better than the Pharisees. It's not true. This is how Jesus was sounding. He came and spoke against their beliefs, and they hated him. But their beliefs was what kept them in bondage for many years. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how have I longed to gather you like a mother, what? And will gather a chick. He said, but you reject me. Then at the end, what did he say? He said, as long as they are what? Carcasses. He said, the eagles will come and feast on them. He prophesied about the destruction of Jerusalem temple. And it happened. The Roman Empire, after a while, came and destroyed them. Took them captive. Today we are saying that some countries, churches are slacking out and they are not churches again. Some states in the US, they are not churches again. I still think we should go back to the prophecy of Jesus. As long as they are what? Carcasses. Religion. Eagles will come and what? Feast on them. The vultures will come and feast on them. Why are they coming there? Because it is not church that is truly happening. Are you listening to me? And I was saying something to my wife. I said, something is happening in our days. We are being careful. We are not being careful. I mean, we are just being quiet. When you want to talk, you now become the victim. Have you observed something happening at this now? You want to say the truth. You saying the truth becomes a victim. Because as long as the people are gathered and the light is fine and the auditorium is fine, forget it is grace. In the days of Jesus, there was fine auditorium. The people were gathered. The disciples said, look at that fine auditorium. What did Jesus say? He said, as long as I live and my purpose must be fulfilled. He said, no one stone will be left upon another on that temple. It took over 40 something years. They say, you are going to destroy this temple. He said, in 3 days, I'll build it up again. And when he sat down, they said, please explain to us that mystery. He said, I meant for my body. Remember what he said in Hebrews 10 and 5. He said, a body has that word prepared for me. He took our own body of sin. Now he took it back to the cross and destroyed it. Romans 6 says, the old body of sin had been done away with and hung back on the tree. He destroyed that old body that could not carry God. Are you listening to me? And because the old body could not carry God, that is why we had the old temple. And that is why the temple was finer than the bodies or the human beings. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's why they took time to design the temples more than they designed the human beings entering the temple. Because in that time, the temple was where God was staying. Not in his full glory, in a fair percentage of the glory. Very small percentage. They call it the Shekinah presence. That small percentage of glory. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But Jesus took that old nature of sin, destroyed it. And because he destroyed it, the old temple had to go. Because the reason why you are existing is because this body is not okay yet. That is why it seems like God is living in that place, because the body is not okay yet. But now we have a new body. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, what has happened to your body? It has quickened. You see that? Do you not know? Paul said you were bought with a price. Don't you know your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost? And that he lives in you? And you ought to glorify God in your body and spirit, which are God's? Are you listening to me? It's God's body. You see, God has offered this body. Is his own. This body, this new body we have in Christ, has the potency to do every good and wonderful thing alone, not bad things. Listen, you are not the one offering it. It has been offered. What you do in Romans 12 and 1 is to acknowledge that it has been offered. When you go to a ministry and give a letter, they acknowledge that they've received. What you are doing right now is to acknowledge that, our God, I know that you have offered the body. It has been submitted.
As we receive the knowledge of Jesus, we understand it has been offered. We are not the one offering. Every capability that it needs to be holy is in us. We have received all that is needed for life and godliness. This body can live above sin. All that it needs to live above sin is in you. All you need to do right now is live above sin. Don't try to make the body live above sin. When you try to make the body live above sin, it works. Are you people getting? I'm trying to explain to you. That is, are you people here tonight? Teaching something so powerful. Don't try to get the body live above sin. Just be conscious with the knowledge you have about God's word that the body is already fortified to live above sin. And that's why the next part of scripture in Romans 8:11, verse 12 said, therefore, brethren, because your bodies have been what? Fortified. Let's read verse 11 again. Everyone want to go. But if the same spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what has happened to you? Through his spirit who dwells. Does the Holy Ghost live in you? Your body has been what? It has been quickened. It has been given life to. The life of God is on your body. In your body. In your blood. That's why I love the song that said, I've been born again to a family. His blood flows through. His blood flows through our veins. Now, on the strength of this, we have a responsibility. I've done this several times. Next part of scripture. It said, therefore, brethren, ye are debtors. For everything I've invested in you now, you are the one owing me. Give me the returns. Debtors not to live according to the flesh again. Because God has invested so much. The Holy Ghost lives in you. And the Holy Ghost has given, not going to give. If that's not giving, he would have not called you debtors. It is because the Holy Spirit has already given you life. That's why he's saying you are a debtor. You owe me something. Because I've given you what it takes to live above all the limitations of life. So you are the one owing me now. Debtors not to the flesh. Debtors to live according to the flesh. No! That's not why we are debtors. Because next part of scripture, if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. He said, but debtors to by the spirit put to death the deeds of the body. He said, that way you will live. You see that now? We have received all for life and godliness. And that's our real life. Our real life cannot sin. The real us don't sin. God has come to bring us in Christ Jesus into the realness of our nature. Colossians 3:3, the Amplified Version. He said, this your new life is actually the real life. Are you listening to me? I can't sin. It's not pride. I'm speaking based on revelation. I'm not just being optimistic. There's substance backing my confession. Now, enough reason, 1 John 3 and 9. You are born of God and cannot sin because the seed of God is in you. Woo! Now, I don't need to argue the word. I believe it. When Jesus was done speaking with Martha and Mary, he said, do you believe this? Do you believe this? If you believe, you see a manifestation. I believe it. And I'm seeing the manifestation. Believing is seeing. Now, I am born again. The seed of God is in me. Listen, there's provision for the vision. He said, you can't sin. He didn't stop there. The seed of God is in you. His very nature, the root word is sperma, God's very nature. It's your nature. So you can't sin. What supports, you know, what has God provided for you not to sin? He has given you his nature. Little wonder, he said in 1 John 5:3, he said the commandment of God are not burdensome. Amplified rendition, not difficult to obey. Why would God make such a statement? He knows what he has given you. You have his nature. 2 Peter 1. He said, you have received all that you need for life and godliness. And he said, by the understanding of his great and precious promises, you have escaped. Because you are what? Partakers of his divine nature. Now, let me say it the way he says it. He said, for by these he has bestowed on us precious and magnificent promises of inexpressible value, so that by them you may escape from the immoral freedom that is in the world. Because of this desire and become sharers of what? The divine nature. Give me this in the Amplifier. It's not sweet. In the TPT, sorry. The TPT.
by which has been as a result of this. Let's see from verse 3. Are you here? Let's read together. Everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us by His divine power. You see that? Don't rush. Come on. That one did not touch you. Why are you rushing so sharp? I thought you'd be like, ooh, bump. You see, that is why, that's the problem. I hope you don't chew in the cord this night. That's where you catch it. Let's read again. One, two, go. Everything we could ever need for life and complete devotion to God has already been deposited in us. Complete devotion, everything we need. Good character, humility, or everything, or everything it has been given. Humility is in you, be humble. Pride is not in you, you cannot do God's work. Living right is in you. Everything is in you. He said, for all this was lavished upon us through the rich experience of knowing Him. As you know Him, it enters you. It is working in you. It is deposited in you. What is eternal life? Knowing Jesus. Simple. As we know Jesus, the life is active, is activated. It's by knowledge. Because in knowing Him, we are realizing ourselves. He is our image. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because in the beginning, we were created in God's image and likeness. Who has called us by name? By name. Are you seeing that? And invited us to come to Him through a glorious manifestation of His goodness. Next part of scripture. As a result of this, He has given to you all magnificent promises that are beyond all price. So that through the power of these tremendous promises, you can experience partnership with the divine nature. Karabash. By which you have escaped. You are not trying to, brothers. Are you listening? You are not trying to escape. You have escaped. Three ways to stop pornography. This is the gospel. You have a nature that cannot watch pornography. And this truth that I just preached will make you free. The gospel is not you'll be delivered. The gospel is you have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. Now this truth will make you free. Because if you are light, you say, what is this darkness doing around me? You have the power to undo every evil because you have come into strength. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It is when you are in strength that you undo darkness. So God fortified you and said, live righteously. He didn't say live righteously to be affirmed the righteous. He fortified you. And that's why Paul said, I can do all things. They've not listed everything. He said, forget the list. All things. Because the power is immeasurable. The power is what? Unlimited. The power surpasses. Go back and change your vision. Enlarge it. Enlarge it. It's too small. God can do above, beyond all you have ever, can ever think or imagine according to His word, power at work. Where? In you. So that's why we go back and confess. We chew the cord. Are you listening to me? You carry the word. You plug this message tonight again and you are hearing. 1 a.m. As you are hearing, what are you doing? You are speaking words. Speaking words. Muttering words. It's called chewing the cord. Confession involves believing and speaking. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Meditation, I mean, involves believing and what? Speaking. Joshua 1:8 says, meditate upon these things day and night. Meditate upon it day and night. He said, thou shalt now make thy path was prosperous. You are the one making it prosperous. He said, and you will have good success. Listen, if you keep on processing right through thrice through the night. Are you listening to me? Oh, listen, if a phone is plugged through the night and another phone is removed and plugged early in the morning, which one will charge first? I'm not trying to strengthen any other thing than this. You see, as you keep on staying in the secret place, the manifestation will come faster. So you go back and you speak God's word. You go back in the secret place of the Most High, so that all of a sudden, the shadow of the Almighty is all around you. Are you listening to me?
all of a sudden you go back and you submit yourself to the Holy Ghost. Walk on me tonight. Liba haya. Liba haya. We don't know how to pray as we ought to. Then he takes our tongue. He begins to arrange our life and destiny. As we say, Holy Ghost, now pray through me. Lega bahaya. He's taking our tongue. He's arranging our life. He's arranging our destiny. Are you listening to me? That's when people were coming out to give testimony that God gave them calm. In Paul's days, he came out. He said, I want to thank God because I pray in tongues more than ye all. My God. And that is why when they went to mourn Paul's death, when he was killed by stone, they thought he was killed. The Bible says they gathered around him like this. The Bible says Paul stood up from amongst them, dusted himself, and went to another place to go and preach. Do you realize that other people died? God bless their souls. There is a way we want to explain it so that it will not look like we are not for those people too. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You know, the problem is many Christians have accepted martyrdom as a way of Christianity too much. I hope you understand God's power can make sure that instead of you being martyred, the people that want to martyr you become the martyr. They'll be martyred themselves. I hope you know that it is possible. We are not saying we will enter the situation. That bullet, we know it comes through the front. It can come back. I don't know that you're getting on trying to explain. Is this thing making sense to you? I heard from a man of God years ago. He said, faith, we live by faith, we don't die in faith. Someone read Hebrews 11. He said, some people died in faith, not receiving the promise. I said, check the context. They were the Old Testament folks. They did not receive the promise. The promise is Christ Jesus. They didn't see Christ, the days of Christ. And that's why the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. The greatest of anyone in the world. So don't carry that factor in today's Christianity. I say, even if I die in faith, I prefer to die. Brother, if you die in faith, you are on your own. You can't die in faith. You live by faith. If you faith it, you see it. In the land of the living. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because the victory that's overcome is not we admiring what God has said. It's our faith. Our faith is work, brother. It's good work. Believing and speaking. That's how you work out your salvation. That's how you make your path prosperous. That's how you have good success. Learned that from Pastor Chris many years ago. He said, see, you see all the things we are doing in the world today and you just think it is by... So we call these people from the caves. We call the nations to our attention from the caves. He said, don't be moved by my suit. I call them from the cave. Pray them into existence. Are you listening to me? That's why we're not scared. We're not scared, oh. The whole world will come to Makodi. We have said it, oh. They will come. They will come. Forget about anything. They will come. I'm very much aware, 100%. I've seen it. I've seen them. I saw where they gathered. Are you listening to me? I saw where they gathered. I saw their private jet. I saw the governments of the world. I saw them arrange. You know, one time, Mama T said to me, she said, every time I tell you that I saw so man of God come to our meeting, so government come to our meeting, why are you not moved? I said, I'm not moved because I saw it a long time ago. God is helping your faith to know the kind of man you married. I'm sure she was like, this pastor's faith is too much. You come and tell your husband, I'm seeing men of God and presidents of in our meeting. I saw you that man of God and the president. And the man of God was like, okay, thank you. I said, Pastor Simon, why you not? Why would I? I saw it a long time ago. I saw how he bought space and created an airport in less than. I said, we just need two people because the money is too much. So where's Donald? Get Donald and Treasure to handle that airport. Let him just handle it. And maybe two of them are arguing, sir, what if I do it alone? I said, no, don't just do it. Share that anointing for two of you. My God, my goodness. Because the money is too much. Plenty money for the gospel. For the gospel. Are you hearing me? Plenty money. Nations are coming to the rising of our light.
You know, one time I was meditating, the Lord told me, he said, I love the fact that the church knows they need to have money, but I hope they are not distracted by money itself. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, yeah, they say we need money for souls and blood. He said, the message is more important than the money. He said, the message is a tool for the harvest. He said, the message is the one that is what makes men. So that when men get into that prosperity, they will not become foolish. He said, so I'll sponsor people that are made, that can make others. He said, money is one of the little things you need for this work. I said, really, Jesus? I said, really? He said, yeah. So he said, focus on raising men with the gospel, with the message. He said, and the money will become an aftermath. He said, it must come as long as there are men prepared. Karabash. That shook my bones. That's why I have a lot of conferences, teaching meetings for leaders. You know, I'm doing that so that you are 45 for the billions. The mistake we'll make is focusing on the billions and leaving the word. When we focus on the word of God, the billions will follow. Bullion vans. Are you listening to me? They'll follow. They'll follow. They will follow. And will not be distracted. Never make us distracted. There's always a person that has that biggest airport in Johannesburg. Say she's Sister Maka, she's the head of ushering. Where is she? She's in church for service. She's in church for service? Yes. She's in church for service and she's, yes, she's in church. Okay, what is happening in the airport? They are streaming service through. You paint the pictures. Are you listening to me? So in 3 years, I know this business is supposed to have gone to Abuja. Do you know this is part of creating your world? Yes, yes. In 3 years, I should be developing things like this, that, being blockchains and between things nobody have ever seen in the world. And of course, I'll command the attention of the Elon Musk and the rest to my... In 3 years, this should be done. And this year, I'm making sure I finish this and finish that and cover this. I mean, make sure it scares you. At a point, the vision wants to scare you, but you just maintain your steeze. Because you have someone on your inside that is not even happy with that level of vision. He wants a greater vision. Because he can do exceedingly, abundantly. If the vision is almost tearing your head into pieces, we're close to the kind of vision he likes. That's the kind of vision he likes. Vision that scares men. When they see it, they say, your God is strong. He's strong. The one that when they see it, they say, how did this happen? You say, the hand of the Lord came upon me. Mary say, how can this thing be? Knowing I know not a man. Then they say, worry not. Something will come upon you. Something will come upon you. Somebody say, power. The anointing upon. He said, it will come upon you. And you will give it. There will be a holy child on your inside. Suddenly, without knowing a man, these scatter sciences take their knowledge and scatter it into business and keep it on the ground. No child, no man, I mean, yet a child in the womb, a virgin that is pregnant. She did not give birth through CS. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Karadash, Karadash, Karadash. Ay, ya. That's why you married the doctor. Yes, you say, don't worry, the baby come out. I'm not saying that I'm supporting people, you know, blah, 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 forget it. They are trying to just make us emotional. You know, when my wife wanted to give birth, somebody mentioned CS, I said, shift. I said, go far. Move. Don't come close to me. Say, if the thing does not go well, move. And the demon that sent you, go back with them. I can't be available and I'm hearing CS. It's not pride. I was on a call with my friend and one of our in-laws came and said, Pastor Shah, she wants to see you. She wants to see you. I said, she wants to pinch me. And one of my friends said, Pastor, I'm hearing she wants to see you. Is your wife in labor room? I said, yes. He said, we're talking and laughing. I said, should we be crying? He said, Pastor, how bad, man? Some things we don't joke with it. I said, I'm not joking with it now. Do I look like I'm joking with it? He said, but we're laughing now. I said, okay. My wife is in the room.
Am I serious now? He said, no, Pastor, I will not allow this. I'm ending the call now. Go and face your wife. I said, okay, thank you. He ended the call. I went, she pinched me like I predicted. You know, while she was, when she pinched, I said, see, Mama T, I told her, I said, talk the truth. You just want to pinch me. She now started laughing in the pain. I said, just say the truth. You want to just pinch me. You really don't need me here. And don't worry, God is watching you. When she now pinched, I said, come and meet your daughter. I just ran away. She pinched her mom. She pinched your mom. She gave birth to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And in less than how many minutes, I heard, oh, oh, oh. She kind of was out. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is nothing that can stand against you. Just describe it like David. Describe it from the lenses of the covenant. O ye uncircumcised Philistine. You can describe the situation from the covenant. He said, before him, mountains keep as rams. We can't be scared. I refuse to be fear, to be scared. You force yourself not to be scared. The whatsoever is good, nice, wonderful, think of them. The first thing that Jesus would tell you, or any angel in the power, if any in any part of scripture that have encountered people, when he meets them, you say, fear not. Tell somebody, fear not. Fear not. I refuse to be scared. I'm strong in the Lord. In the power of his might. I may not have a job now, but I know I'm going to command millions and billions. That's why I have the impetus to start learning the skill now. That's why I am working hard now. You know why? I know I'll end up in billions. You know, when you know your work will not pay, you'll not work. Faith, the reason why you see us walk the way we're walking is because we have faith. We have a lot of money. That's why we're putting that kind of effort. So why are you waking up in the morning to study when you know there's no job like this in this direction? You know when you finish learning, you alone, they'll give that job to you. They'll give that job to you. I'm not wasting my time. You keep on speaking it. As you are preparing, it's an act of faith. You will believe that God will give you a job you are not preparing. Faith without work is dead. Prepare. It's an action you are taking towards your faith. Lord, I believe one day I'm going to be the best programmer. What are you doing about it? All I know is HTML, Python, JavaScript. And as all, best programmer? You've not made attempt to study what your boss doesn't know? Your boss said that one is not needed. In fact, blah, blah, blah. In fact, nobody knows it in Nigeria. In fact, if anybody knows it in Nigeria, they will die. So, okay. Thank God we died in Christ and are alive in him. You don't argue with your boss. Go back home and look at it. You have voracious appetite for the impossible. Anything that is impossible, you like to do it. Give me that job. It's give it to me. Daniel said, give me time, O king. That's a man without the fullness of the Holy Ghost. He had a little portion. Are you listening to me? A little portion. Little Old Testament brother. Little intensity of the Holy Ghost. He didn't have fullness. And when he brought a solution, and they made him chairman over more than seven kingdoms, chairman of the council of committee over more than seven kingdoms, they started planning him. They said, watch, he will not bow to your God. He will not bow. Daniel did not want anything that would concern anything worldly in his life. With that level of excellence and influence, Daniel still maintained worship to his God. I was showing my wife something yesterday. So bad. A gospel artist. The way she dressed. When my wife saw it, when I shared the video, she said, is this Beyoncé? The hair was flying. Like, you know when all the superstars in the world, chains everywhere. No kind of chain was not on her waist. I was dancing so loudly. I said, see, we're keeping quiet. If we talk now, they'll say, they are talking. What am I jealous of that kind of person? What am I being jealous for? I'm scared of a generation that will rise after this order. With what I'm seeing like this, more gospel artists are saying, oh, I love you there. Look at the comment section. My model, your model. Those days when we were on TV to watch gospel artists and we see Darlene Zech, only the dressing speaks God. Women of faith. Nobody, we can sing their song today and the anointing will spread. But there are these ones that just come to shine like Petilla. When breeze just blow, it will just off. Before you know, another trend of song. But to today, sing women of faith. Sing them when. It's not shouting, "Ooh, oh," but just sing the song. The anointing, you will know something is happening. I told my wife, this is the kind of thing. I said, if Shekinah goes up, we'll block this person's page from all of Shekinah's social media platform and her life. Let her not see this kind of woman. Because she will sing too. It's dangerous. She was there. If you see how she was shaking her waist, I said, Jesus Christ. Is the anointing on her waist? I don't understand. And that's a gospel artist. A gospel artist that cannot button and chain every chain like dog. And when we talk, you see what is happening today with the other singers. I don't want to even go there. I've been disciplining myself not to touch. But you see what is happening today. It's not me that is talking. You see how they have, so apostles have come out on fire. Say, we are tired. We will hit him. They say that Nigerians are hitting them. They don't care. Now Nigerians are seeing it. That with some things that are secret, like tongues. When we pray in tongues, the Bible says men are not praying, but the Holy Ghost is praying through us. We are speaking to men, we are uttering foolishness. He said, but to angels, we are uttering mysteries. And somebody will come and say, and when we ask you, you say you are winning souls. Somebody posted something I would like to say here. They said there are two gospel artists that went to win, so they have not come back till now. They have not come back. We are still waiting for them to win. It's like the souls are advising them. The souls they went to win are now their mentors. Why? Mammon has become the focus. Mammon. It's time to wake up. Let's have disciplined worshippers. Are you listening to me? Discipline. That's why if you observe, even in our rural areas, you start hearing mumutin. Small thing, one gospel artist is on billboard. Before you know, this lady will say, if it's this gospel artist that's coming, I swear to God, I'm not coming to that church. Pastor Peter, he invited somebody. And when, he was like, I swear I will not come. I said, is this how serious the matter is? We will have judge cases outside these church meetings. We cannot be saying here. We have judge cases. That's why when you are outside shouting, we are just there looking and saying, this man needs to go back to the dungeon. Let the Holy Ghost push him. Because we know what we have heard. We know things we have judged. We like shows more than secret place. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Shows. You hear gospel concert. Before everybody come and show their what they have, Jesus is not represented. That's where the problem starts. Who told you worshippers are not supposed to have 19 hours worship session? 19 hours. Nobody should sing, just pray. 19 hours. 20 hours. Jesus resurrected, took the disciples 40 days, teaching them kingdom. 40 days. 40 days. Should we have a 40 days conference? Okay, hear the voice. 40 days teaching them on the kingdom. You are wondering why you have not still understood. They took 40 days to teach people. They changed the whole world. You want to take two and a half hours. In fact, when it's entering 2:55, you are like, wow. This church, they take time. I get other things to do. I don't have finished Marlin season 8. I need to finish them before I sleep quick. Go work tomorrow. You know, all work without play make Jack a dull boy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you catching something tonight? You see, when you change, it's not, there's nothing bad if she wear the chains. You know, one sister missed, I pity the sister. I was checking the comments and she said, for goodness sake, how are you representing Jesus like this? It's not a show for yourself. People now came and said, our sister Jesus. Well done. I pity the sister. She just ran away. She did not reply. In fact, she wished she would delete her comments. The worst is when a Christian goes there and like it. What are you liking? Even if the thing make you laugh, burn your face. Don't laugh. Then I have blocked almost all skit makers in my field. They don't exist. Because when I was checking what are they passing, I don't even know the message they are passing. That's why you are just saying we have celebrities. Instead, when the problem happened, they will change it into skits. They will come and act it in the next night of 1,000 laugh. And we will laugh about it. Magana Yakari. Are you listening to me? See the stupid things that matter. Now they have started big. I was telling my wife, they have mind to do Big Brother Naija in this country. With the state of the country. Do you know that it is human beings that are sponsoring it? Did we complain, Christians? 24/7 they are streaming. Did we complain? You will give your own, they'll be advising you. You'll be giving, they'll be advising. Are you seeing how wicked Satan can be? Because to them, that's very important. Some people are voting. Yet they say during COVID, pastors were saying that people should give offering online. Now, during COVID, did Big Brother Nigeria did not happen? Did people not vote online? Why are they not complaining? Because that's more important to those kind of people. They will go to clubs and spend money and be showing it that they are big boys. You come to church and put 500 offering. They will say you are giving pastor your tithe. Are you seeing the foolishness? Tell somebody, wake up. We must wake up and stand against evil. Else, one day, evil will become the way of life. It will become the way of life. Hey, we were young. What are we talking about? We have to talk about it. Be comfortable wearing a pocket shirt. And a trouser and a shoe with nothing in your hands, nothing in your ear, with your hair normal. Be comfortable with their speech there. Nothing is there. Wear it like that. They say the chains, how does it make somebody not to be a Christian? Not wearing it. If not wearing it is not a problem, not wearing it too should give you peace. Why do you have to wear it? Which one causes more trouble, wearing it or not wearing it? Which one will make Jesus questionable in your life, wearing it or not wearing it? So don't wear it. Must you put the earring as a man? Must you put the leg chain as a woman? Why are you putting it? What demon is pushing you? Be comfortable dressing smart and just going outside and that's all. It's part of the fruit of the spirit. You must be contented. You must not do that thing that is ambiguous on your face, on your hand, on your head, in your ear, on your nose. You must not do it. And feel okay for not doing it. You have peace with God. Are you listening to me? What this trend coming? One time, I'm going to speak about this lastly and we'll go home. One time I spoke against one song and I don't like being loud. The reason why I said that was because, especially to the choir, I observed that song will reign in this church. Especially because one of our singers here observed, anytime that guy sings, he gets the song very well, which is the person of Minister Sonny. He sings those songs very, very well. So when I observed, I just knew that if I don't attack it sharp, will sing this. In fact, did he not even sing the song before I spoke about it? He did. Why? Because when I saw the gospel artist, we are just moved by melody. See, worshiper, and there's nose ring as a man, there's earring as a man, and he's singing songs. Why should we sing it on our podium? We should tell him that we don't understand what you are doing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Carry your song and go back to wherever you got it from. No wonder many years ago I taught you guys, I don't know that you remember, that I had a vision. A gospel artist was singing and demons were coming out from the radio. I think I shared it many years ago. And I said at that time I didn't tell anybody because I did not understand the meaning. Then after a while, one lady, I think in Koinonia, in Zaria, I used to be in Kaduna, she was now sharing with one of our friend Esther, she's a pastor, that she had a vision where she saw demons coming out as a gospel song was being played. And I remember that I had the same vision. And one time a pastor was preaching and was explaining that when God spoke the word, the spirit entered into people. In other words, when you hear people, forget the fact that they are being invited in big shows. Forget it. Be at peace with God. Are you listening to me? That's not what you want your children to learn for Christianity. Is that what you want? We don't care. Forget about it. We too, God will give us the stage. Are you listening to me? I will redefine it our own way. Don't be scared. Say, I'm looking for acceptance. Just let people know me. See, be comfortable that you are doing what is right. Live in peace with people. Don't be unnecessarily looking for trouble. Talk only when it matters. And have peace with God.
Yeah. Mighty. is full of your glory. You are a God of mine. Jabakata la brigabania kabadagada. Only God consciousness. I'm conscious of life, not aware of darkness, not concerned with darkness, only conscious of light.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.